91X News.
It's plus one and cloudy. I'm Austin Mackay with 91X News. A postmortem is now being done on the body of a man found yesterday in the Bay of Quinte. His body was found around 4:30 yesterday afternoon after several hours of searching. 91X reporter Keenan Weaver was on the scene yesterday and brings us the story of the search.
Police divers head out on their boat to continue the investigation of a man who went missing around midnight Sunday night. Divers spent several hours that night and early Monday morning searching the waters around the Norris Whitney Bridge for the 44-year-old Quinte West man. The incident started when an off-duty police officer found an abandoned vehicle at the peak of the bridge and called 911. They heard a man's voice coming from the water and launched a full-on search and rescue mission when he went silent. Constable Kim Guthrie of the Prince Edward County OPP says despite their best efforts, nearby conditions make it a difficult search.
It's a large area to cover. There's a lot of water, a lot of water surface, or a lot of water area to actually search. There's a lot of luck involved sometimes in a situation like this when you don't have an exact location where he was last seen.
The identity of the man is known, but has not yet been released, and no foul play is suspected. Keenan Weaver, 91X News, Belleville.
Plans for a new state-of-the-art healthcare facilities for residents in the Kingston area are underway. Infrastructure Ontario and Providence Care have released a request for qualifications to design, build, finance, and maintain the new Providence Care Hospital. It will be built on a new site adjacent to the existing mental health service facility. Quinte West was the scene of an impaired driving accident late last night. The 24-year-old Belleville man was charged with impaired driving after running his truck into a tree. Two people went to Trenton Memorial after the jaws of lice extricated the driver on Hamilton Road in Trenton. Brandon McKenzie of Belleville was the one charged with impaired driving and has a court date later this month. The last thing Tori Stafford's grade 3 teacher said to her as she left school on April 8th in 2009 was, "Okay, hon, we'll see you tomorrow." Jennifer Griffin Merrill testified she gave Tori permission to run back to her classroom in Woodstock, Ontario at the end of the day to retrieve a pair of earrings.
Tori's teacher testified that the last day of her life was a fairly normal day for Tori. She described her as a happy-go-lucky, energetic girl. She said that there was one incident where Victoria wanted to go home to change her clothes because she had gotten wet jumping in a puddle.
The Crown alleges Michael Rafferty and Terry Lynn McClintock, who earlier pleaded guilty to first-degree murder, snatched Tori outside of school and sexually assaulted and killed her within hours. Rafferty is on trial in nearby London and has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault, and kidnapping. That's news to 404. Here's Renee Rogers with sports.
In hockey, on local ice, the Campbellford Rebels will host Picton Pirates tonight at 7:30. It's game two of the Empire B Finals. And in other local hockey news, the countdown is on, and there is less than 8 hours to vote. Stirling into the top five for Kraft Hockeyville. If they are voted in, Stirling will get an automatic $25,000 towards arena improvements. The ultimate prize is $100,000 for renovations and an NHL preseason game. Richard Dean is the manager of the Stirling Rawdon Recreation Center. He says the arena needs many improvements and they could spend 10 times the amount they could potentially win.
Nowadays, the arena's getting a lot smaller. You know, kids are getting a lot bigger. Dress rooms are small. You know, kids come in there and they have hockey bags that fit another kid inside their hockey bag. So you put 15 kids in a dress room, you need another 15 spots for the rest of their equipment, too.
Stirling is up against fellow Prince Edward Hastings Community Bancroft and Goderich in the Ontario category. In the NHL, the Ottawa Senators are looking to continue the winning streak against Tampa Bay Lightning when they meet tonight in Florida. It's one of 12 games on the NHL schedule, including Boston at Toronto. In NBA news, a busy night on the hardwood with 12 games. The Pacific Division leading LA Lakers shoot for a fourth straight win when they face the Pistons in Detroit. Also, Southeast Division leader Miami looks to avoid a third straight loss when it hosts New Jersey. The Toronto Raptors are idle. And in curling, Canadian skips Brendan Botcher and Jocelyn Peterman both emerged victorious today at the World Junior Curling Championships in Sweden. Botcher defeated Italy 8-2 in six ends to improve a 4-1 after suffering his first tournament loss yesterday. Peterman beat Switzerland 11-4 to register her fifth straight victory. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Austin Mackay with 91X weather.
Today is cloudy and a high of plus one. Tonight clearing this evening along with the chance of flurries and rising to plus five by morning. Wednesday, sunny, increasing cloudiness early in the evening and windy, high of 11. It's plus 1 degree right now. I'm Austin Mackay with Renee Rogers, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5 o'clock.